Darius Kramer with Mission Network News. Persecution of Christians in Nigeria has been on the rise for more than 14 years. Greg Musselman with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada tells us,
when you have the frequency and the amount of stories that are coming out of Nigeria, people do become numb of it, but we can't. I mean, these are our brothers and sisters in Christ.
According to a recent report from International Christian Concern, more than 50,000 Christians have been killed in Nigeria since 2009. Yet the U.S. has been largely silent on the religious freedom violations that Nigeria's government tolerates. The State Department's 2023 update to its countries of particular concern list ignored Nigeria entirely. Would you commit to praying regularly for the church in Nigeria? Ask God to dramatically reverse the direction the nation's going in. And one ministry is tapping into an overlooked people group in Iran, preparing ways to mobilize them for mission. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says,
children are dear to Jesus's heart. You know, he himself encouraged his disciples to make sure that the children would have direct access to him. So we want to make sure we've reached them too.
This fall, Transform Iran is teaching 35 Iranian pastors how to reach the next generation for Christ.
All the same principles that we already do through adult ministry, where you train people effectively and you qualify them and you release them to reach other people. How do we now apply that to children? That's a different skill set, and we want to make sure that our pastors are equipped to do that well.
Help sow into the future of Iran at missionnews.org and pray the training will trigger a ripple effect of transformation. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.